6 minutes past seven. Ronan Kelly's here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. You've never seen so many pictures of reclining armchairs as you will in today's papers. That's because they're illustrating reporter Ken Fox's revelation about a TD's special request for his office. The TD is independent TD Kenneth O'Flynn. The Sun tells us that in the past he's blasted wasteful government spending, and now he's looking for a recliner worth about €1,000. He's complained to Oireachtas staff at the delay in getting one, but they've said they don't have any in stock at the moment. In the Star's version of the same story, Ken Fox has discovered that another new TD, Fiontana Sulawan, also looked for a recliner, as well as a very specific paint job for his office. He asked for turquoise with a little yellow strip down between the two doors. Broader government stories appear elsewhere in the papers. The Times reports that the cost of decades of TB eradication in the country is the equivalent to the cost of the National Children's Hospital. And according to what an Oireachtas committee heard yesterday, the situation with bovine TB is worse than ever. The committee was told that so far this year, farmers have already been paid €20 million in compensation. The front page of the Times has a piece on Ishke Éireann, which says there is no way new housing projects can go ahead unless planning obstacles can be removed to building new water projects. According to the paper, Ishke Éireann says the relevant minister needs to instruct On Board Pleanála to fast-track decisions relating to water projects. The front page of the Examiner deals with delays too, this time with driving tests. The paper says the Road Safety Authority plans to open new centres with longer hours and to train up new testers. Inside the Examiner, another Oireachtas story, where the Green Party's Roderick O'Gorman asked the government when it will restart the Laura Brennan HPV vaccine catch-up programme. He says the numbers of teenagers receiving the vaccine has started to fall. Two northern stories provide many of the photos in today's papers, NECAP and Gerry Adams. All the papers carry that news that a member of the band NECAP is to appear in court charged with supporting Hezbollah. The Mirror front page headline, NECAP star on terror rap. On the Gerry Adams story, the front page of the Irish News has a photo taken outside the court where Gerry Adams is taking a libel case against the BBC. He's suing the BBC over an allegation in a documentary that he'd sanctioned the killing of a former Sinn Féin official who turned out to be an informant. The Irish News photo from outside the court shows Gerry Adams chatting with singer Christy Moore, who sat beside him in court for a couple of hours yesterday morning. The Mail shows the pair smiling and gesturing to cameras. While beside that, the Mail has a picture of one of the witnesses brought by the BBC. Her sister was shot by the IRA. The Mail says that she testified that Gerry Adams, quote, had the reputation of supporting the IRA and the murder of innocent people. In other courts news, several papers carry reports of a Garda who's suing the state after he shot himself in the leg with his Garda-issued firearm. The Independent says that the submachine gun discharged one round into his ankle when it snagged on his bulletproof vest while he was inside a patrol vehicle. The Garda is claiming that there was a failure to provide him with a safe place to work while wearing what he alleges was inappropriate personal protective equipment. And two airline stories appear in the papers today. The Irish Independent tells us that Michael O'Leary is about to become a billionaire. Within weeks, he's due to get a bonus from Ryanair of €125 million. And The Sun says that standing seats in planes could be in use by next year. The seats, which have just passed their safety tests, will be like padded roller coaster seats and will allow passengers to lean rather than sit.